Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 25th day of June. Today we're reading Acts 16, 16 to 40, and reading the Easy to Read version. One day, we were going to the place for prayer, and the servant girl met us. She had a spirit in her that gave her the power to tell what would happen in the future. By doing this, she earned a lot of money for the men who owned her. She started following Paul and the rest of us around. She kept shouting, "These men are servants of the Most High God. They are telling you how you can be saved." She continued doing this for many days. This bothered Paul. So he turned and said to the spirit, "By the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her." Immediately the spirit came out. When the men who owned the servant girl saw this, they realized that they could no longer use her to make money. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them to the public square to meet with the authorities. They brought Paul and Silas before the Roman officials and said, "These men are Jews, and they are making trouble in our city. They are telling people to do things that are not right for us as Romans to do." The whole crowd turned against Paul and Silas. The officials tore the clothes off both men and ordered that they be beaten with rods. They were beaten severely and thrown into jail. The officials told the jailer, "Guard them very carefully." When the jailer heard this special order, he put Paul and Silas far inside the jail and bound their feet between large blocks of wood. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so strong that it shook the foundation of the jail. All the doors of the jail opened, and the chains on all the prisoners fell off. The jailers woke up and saw that the jail doors were open. He thought that the prisoners had already escaped, so he got his sword and was ready to kill himself. But Paul shouted, "Don't hurt yourself. We are all here." The jailer told someone to bring a light. Then he ran inside and, shaking with fear, fell down in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" They said to him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and all who live in your house." So Paul and Silas told the message of the Lord to the jailer and all the people who lived in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. Then the jailer took all his people, and all of his people were baptized. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas home and gave them some food. All the people were happy because they now believed in God. The next morning, the Roman official sent some soldiers to tell the jailer, "Let these men go free." The jailer said to Paul, "The officials have seen these soldiers to let you, have sent these soldiers to let you go free. You can leave now. Go in peace." But Paul said to the soldiers, "Those officials did not prove that we did anything wrong, but they beat us in public and put us in jail, and we are Roman citizens. Now they want us to go away quietly. No, they must come here themselves and lead us out." The soldiers told the officials what Paul said. When they heard that Paul and Silas were Roman citizens, they were afraid. So they came and told them they were sorry. They led them out of the jail and asked them to leave the city. But when Paul and Silas came out of the jail, they went to Lydia's house. They saw some of the believers there and encouraged them. Then they left. So today we read a story where Paul and Silas, they were put into a jail because they took a spirit out of an innocent girl. And we also read that I think it was the spirit of the Lord in this story. He made the earth shake to where the foundation of the jail broke, and the chains of the prisoners and Paul and Silas, they broke too. And the man who was guarding them got so scared that they all ran away, that he was just going to take his life. He was going to fall on his sword. But Paul called out and said, "Don't harm yourself. We're alive. We are still here." And I think this shows that assurance is an important part of our life. Assuring people, assuring ourselves, gaining assurance from God, gaining assurance from the Holy Spirit. Because when we're in moments of fear, like the man was, he was so fearful to the point where he was end his life. And I think that we should focus on that story today, that we shouldn't let fear overtake us. We should have assurance in our hearts. Assurance in our mind, no matter where it comes from, as long as it is wise and justful assurance that's approved or would be approved by the Holy Spirit. So let's pray that we will assure people and we will look for assurance from God. Dear Jesus, help us to give assurance to people, assurance that's from the Holy Spirit, assurance that is just, assurance that is justified to show to people. But help us to also seek assurance from you, because all assurance is justful in your eyes. All assurance is trustful as long as it comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.